Barry, we're here after the All-Ireland B semi-final. A loss to Kildare there. What are your immediate thoughts after the game?
I thought, look, you have to be proud of the lads, the way they fought today. Put in a huge effort. Those two times there we really fought back, you know, to get ourselves back into the game. And look, they just let a couple of scores go the far side, you know. I think, you know, Conor McHale hit the post there, and I think that would have levelled it up. And I think, look, we could have come out the far side of it at that stage, but just we missed a few opportunities in the first half there. We tried to force a few goals instead of chipping away at points. Would have really had us in the game at half time. But look, you need to take those chances, and that's a big learning for us.
Yeah, just there in the first half, they got two goals in about 3 minutes. Probably could have got rocked by that, but responded pretty well to it.
Look, the loss of Jordy, you know, was a fullback and captain there, was a massive loss at the start of the game there. And look, it probably took us a while to settle without him there, and look at his loss can't be measured in those circumstances there. It did look, the two goals were, look, they were cheap enough goals to give away, you know. And but look, no, we fought back and we created a couple of chances ourselves in the first half. We probably should have been closer at half time. And but look, no, the lads, as I say, the lads showed great character really twice. They came back, he stormed back into the game, and I think, you know, a score or two at that skids would have probably spun it our way.
Yeah, and just, I suppose maybe you could say the Donegal goal was a bit fortunate, but their goal as well, just probably after two good saves from...
Yeah, we're unfortunate not there. But look, you take what you can get, you know, but I think we left a number of scores behind us there, really. I think in the first half it should have been a whole lot tighter.
Yeah, and of course Jordy wasn't the only one you'd lost. You'd been dealing with injuries.
Yeah, we've been very unfortunate for the last couple of weeks there, you know, with a number of guys there. But look, that's... And we have Patrick McGonigal and Dan O'Boyle come in there today, and they were absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic, and fair play to them, you know. They've been going all year there, and they got their big chance today and got like that and chipped up at a point. And Patrick McGonigal didn't absolutely look so comfortable out there, I thought. So look, but again, it's good for those lads.
Yeah, just for yourself in your first year as minor manager, how have you felt the year's gone with the lads?
I think it's funny when we're coming off games here. I think from the wrong side, it's always that if and but, I think, is what I'm learning. I think we could have. I don't want to say, but we weren't soundly beaten in any game, you know. I think with those all question marks, if we had taken this chance or done that, you know. And I think that's the learning. We're chatting the lads in there, it's a learning for us as a management team, and it's a learning for them as a group, that, you know, you've got to snatch these games.
Yeah,
that's the big point.
Just with the minors, is there many that are overage next year? How many would you retain?
I think there's 5 on the panel there that are underage again next year, and 3 of the starters would have been, you know, Cathal McGee, Tomás Carr, and Calvin McLaughlin there. So, you know, you have 3 up the middle there today, and they're good lads. So look at, and we were just chatting there, wishing them the best of luck in the Mulcrana Cup game. You know, it's coming up now, I think, at the start of July. So their season has a bit left in them, and I wish them all the best.